Andrew Bird, welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
That was why. And I think now is a good time to bring up that, that tune and like some others that you've done in a solo setting were not originally solo works, that you've sort of orchestrated them in a way that you can do them now, but they were written in Swimming Hours with your group, The Bowl of Fire.
Yeah.
You've made some changes since then.
Yeah, that was a 5-piece band and in quite a fairly lively band. But since I've been doing this solo thing, some people wonder if it's out of necessity or what, but it's definitely been this whole last, basically what I did is I moved out of the city of Chicago into the country and just cut myself off for, I live in a barn now, and I just kind of got down to work and woodshedding and trying out all these new ideas that hadn't had the chance to exercise because I was in this kind of routine of making records and going on the road and making records and this cycle, and I had to break it, you know. So so I got this what I call the green box, which is a funny piece of gear that I'm not inclined towards technical gear, as it were, but this thing is a really intuitive machine that helps me basically compose, because the violin is a pretty linear instrument, and you know, here I've got this way to finally work vertically and create kind of dense string sections and work them out, and it's a very intuitive thing, because I never liked writing music down, or I did as little as I had to communicate with other people, but as far as I was concerned, I didn't need to communicate with myself, so externally. So, but this is kind of like the only thought process involved here is like I play. Well, sometimes there's a lot of thought involved in like trying to put an old song like Y together that has a bass part, a guitar part, and a bridge and a chorus. But with the newer stuff, it's changed my writing really, in a way that I have to really think about the design of it, and I have to make everything work with the, within these limitations. But it's like it's a very intuitive thing, because it's like the only thing that's going through my mind most of the time is, there's not quite enough G in this here, and I'll just add a little G, and it's kind of like this blob that I'm sort of shaping
So. You've kind of answered my question already, because I wanted to know if the way that you put songs together changed at all when you were no longer working for a band where you had to kind of get the music out to them some way, and if in any sense, like dealing with being able to loop yourself back adds you to find parts of yourself that maybe you hadn't explored. Was that part of this process? Does that go into when you're coming up with new things?
Yeah, and I mean, it allows me to retreat into my sort of vacuum, and which is good up to a point. I'm gonna break that pattern fairly soon, but when you start working with other musicians, no matter how great they are and how with it they are, the inclination is, as soon as they hear something, they'll get an initial response. They'll try to make an association to some other kind of music, like if you're playing a 2-chord. You know, thing that's kind of chugging along, and they might think to pull it in the, Velvet Underground direction or whatever. It's like there's always some sort of reference. But when I'm not, if I just work by myself and I'm playing the bass lines that I hear and the guitar, the chords that I hear, and it's kind of helping it exist more in a vacuum, which is kind of good. It's not a total vacuum. It's a vacuum with me and my cumulative experiences, kind of flushing them all out. And then after I'm done with this, I'm going to go back. I'm already doing this now, like going back to the band and trying to incorporate that back into the songs to give it like a new depth, hopefully.
So on Weather Systems, which was your most recent last mm-hmm. record, there's a lot of talking about being in solitude and being alone. So it sounds like you're bringing that back into
it
the band.
It sounds that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
Perhaps maybe you're letting something.
I put it on. I was like, oh Jesus, this sounds really kind of mopey. But but I was, you know, I was dealing with what I'm trying to understand my impulse to want to leave society and spend so much time.
Retreat out to the country.
Retreat out to the country. I mean, it's a fate worse than death in a lot of cultures to be cut off from your people. So,
well, then how did it work? So say you retreat, and you work on things musically. You've got a space to do that, and a lot uh-huh. of time, and a lot of quiet. What was it like then to take that experience out in front of an audience again?
It was really liberating. It was. I did this my first solo show last fall, and I wasn't really like thinking, "Oh, this is my debut as a solo thing." But it like went really, really well, and I really it's a different kind of experience. It's not quite as it's cathartic in a different way. There's more push and pull and more tension to it, and rather than the physical rocking out catharsis. And so, but it's very gratifying in a lot of ways. Like, I feel like I'm really getting back to the tone where I came from. That was always what I liked so much about playing, was the resonance and the tone and the timbres and the textures. And you got to kind of give some of that up when you're playing in a band with bass and drums and guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to, but that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out how to bring that back into that context again. But the solo thing is completely a different thing. It's just a totally, it's like, it's not just saying, okay, how can I pull this off, pull these songs off solo? It's like I had to rewrite or completely think of music in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And performing in a different way, so.
I'm curious. You mentioned going back to something that you were. It almost sounded like you were talking about maybe a fundamental, like your fundamental training, or were you talking about you being in a band? Because there's a lot of layers, of course. You came from like sort of the Suzuki trained violin school, went on to conservatory,
mm-hmm.
found your own self in that somehow, still playing the violin. You know, you've added a little bit of gears and things that generally you don't find in the symphony orchestra. But so at the same time, you had to, you know, bring in songwriting, lyrics. How did you get into that?
Well, I went through a phase where I was strictly into like playing the violin in any way I could, and I completely physically burned out. I couldn't play. I got to a point where I was like, oh man, I had to imagine waking up the next day not being able to play anymore, and I was like, that was kind of terrifying. And so I had to work towards being able to imagine that, and that would be all right. So and that's the way I feel now. I had to totally go through this painful process of taking the violin, which I've been playing since I was 4, and disassociating it from my, cutting it off from my identity. And I thought, wow, I've been so focused on this for so long. That's what's really doing me in, and this one thing. And I thought, I used to read more. I used to write more. I used to have more like
the crazy instrument itself had been too much of your identity.
Yeah, and I was becoming boring, you know. Mm. And so I got back into writing lyrics first, because I thought I want to perform songs and I need to sing something, so I need some words. So it was just it helped it from being too pretentious, I think, at first, because it was like you know, it was just like, oh, I need some lyrics, and I don't want them to suck, so I better. So I started like taking translations of German Lieder and that I thought were funny, and in a weird
like
way.
Like folk song stuff or Weill, Kurt Weill, like
Bertolt. Yeah, I was kind of into Three Penny Opera, and I remember in music school having to read these translations of like romantic German poetry that was like art songs and stuff, and I always thought they were so funny in a ridiculous way, like in an unintentional way. So I was kind of messing around with, you know, putting them in different contexts, like awful, lugubrious lyrics against really happy, or just switching it around and changing the context. Right. And like, actually, Why was an early song that was first kind of like a jazz ballad that was kind of going in the sort of Cole Porter direction, and then I kept trying to like twist it and make it a little more like sadistic and strange. So I really started getting into the writing. I still try to keep it light, though. I think of it as like I'm just entertaining myself, you know, playing with words and whatever.
Okay. Well, you have some more songs.
Yeah, let me decide what to play for you. So on the new record, I've got these kind of themes, which are actually just sort of spillover ideas from another record that will come out a little later on down the road. But here I'm doing the whole, almost the whole thing, lyrically anyway.